Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Well, I thought you were kidding me.
No, and we're on air. And I'm not kidding anybody.
Yeah.
I'm kidding myself if I think that light's staying on, that's for sure. Yeah. Oh, my God. What is this? Who are we? Why is this? This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mal, with me as usual.
Promi.
And, yes, the show dedicated to bringing you all kinds of wacky music you never heard of and banter that is meaningless and pointless.
No, I got a comment. I was downgraded this week to usual. I was here last week and you said always.
Nothing's changed
between last week and today.
I'm a riddle wrapped in enigma, wrapped in fat. Yeah. What can I tell you?
And deep fried.
Funny story. This has nothing to do with anything, but I'm walking out and, you know, I got a job within a year or so, about a year and a couple months or whatever. But you're still on all those.
A little over a year.
A little over a year. But you're still on all those emails. Because when you try and get a new job, or when you're getting a new job, you're in a street fight. You're shaking every tree and whatever. So
the recruiter emails?
Yeah. So I get this email from my past employer for senior widget designer. And I went, That's something. But you just kind of shrug and go, oh, well, I don't know. See, the place I used to work at took all our jobs and sent them to India and said goodbye, everyone. And then everyone except a few chosen. And it still stings a little bit. And then you see something like, and you're like, huh.
Like very slowly.
I really don't care for you very much at all.
Very anymore. Slowly, one by one, those jobs seem to be coming back to the States.
Oh my gosh. It's
a year later.
The follies of dumbness and man, I guess, or business, I guess you'd say. It's just one of those things where because you had even said, you know, this has been a bit trying. A little bit more than they thought, I think, but
I think definitely more than they thought.
Well, luckily, I know that they have the leadership in place to shepherd them through this tough time. With all the sarcasm in the world, I can ladle onto that sentence. Anyway, on to funnier stuff. That's I didn't come here to browbeat about.
I was waiting for you to pause to use your vomit bucket over there in the corner, but you didn't.
And no, I did frame my exit or my termination letter. I'll make sure.
Oh, I see. He pointed, by the way.
I'll hang that up.
For those of you listening, he pointed to it.
I'll hang that up as a constant prodding into my side to never take anything for granted and always stab them before they stab you.
But now in this case, you did stab them, right?
No. Well, I still was part of the downsizing.
But I mean, you got out on your own terms is what I mean.
Luckily.
You didn't wait for the...
They were relegating me to third shift obscurity and... And we're about,
just saying, you weren't waiting for the axe.
No, I wasn't waiting for anything. It was tough. This kind of stuff, and what we're talking about here is, you know, I've been at my job for 19 years. I was very comfortable, very happy there. Not as happy as you're going to be at a job, you know. And when the security leaves and you realize, wow, you're really in a bad way, you know, in the current market situation, it's just tough, you know. And I got lucky. I got a job. I got out, you know, about a day after there was a fight on the production line that I was going to go be part of.
Oh, really?
I said,
you mean like a fist fight?
Yes. Wow. And I was like, you know what? I don't really need to be part of this world. I could survive in this world. I'm not scared of it, but I didn't go through 4 years at Penn State to go through this. So goodbye, everyone. You know, that was kind of the nail in the coffin, as it were. I was like, yeah. I don't think I'm going to work here, but whatever. Wow. It was just such a weird thing. And you deal with it how you deal with it, though. I mean, we've heard varying degrees of rage to who cares, to malaise, to I don't know. I flip-flop. I was okay with it. Then I turned and I kind of suddenly became less okay with it over the months. But reality is reality. I'm trying not to dwell on anything really. You pick your own destiny and you go with it and you know,
well, it's a good thing you're not dwelling by doing crazy things like framing.
That's just something to keep me on point. That's not dwelling as it is, just a gentle reminder. Don't ever think anyone's going to ever cut you a break at your life, you know. On happier news, I did got some strides towards the, you know, pinball. On the pinball front, but we'll take a music break.
The Woe Nelly front?
Yeah, the Woe Nelly front. So we'll take a break and then we'll come back. I'll dive into that. We'll be right back.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. blood runs hydrous with the seas. The essence of oceans spills through our veins, through our arteries. The sediment of earth make up our cells.
Dans ton regard ce soir, j'ai vu un mystère, empreint de mousse et de lichen. Puis il y eut ce vide, ce vertige profond, un souvenir qui me réveille. Je me relève, frappé par les vents qui dominent l'archipel.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Paramount Pictures presents
a duel, ghoul, double, scream show.
Scream number one.
Frankenstein and the monster from hell.
See the eeriest transplant in the history of horror. His brain came from a genius, his body from a killer, his soul came from hell.
It's the newest and most frightening Frankenstein ever filmed.
Scream number two. Captain Kronos, vampire hunter.
The only man alive feared by the walking dead. Warn the night creatures and the blood. Captain Kronos is here!
Frankenstein and the monster from hell, plus...
Captain Kronos, vampire hunter, all shot.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now scream!
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures... and the Dutch.
All right, you get it where you can get it. That was Astro Ball. I played Words I Can't Say, Le Souvenir, something I don't know, and then Tangerine Dream. I should pick Words I Can Say, but I can't. So anyway, make sure you check them out. Memories of Stars is the LP I played off of. It's track 1, 3, and 4. Like I took French in college, but... I took it because it was the easiest one to cheat
on. Memories of Stars. You know, they say that sunlight is approximately 8 minutes away from us, meaning that we're seeing light that's 8 minutes old by the time it hits Earth, and that's the sun, the closest star. So really, if you think about it, looking up into the stars late at night, you're really seeing the memories of all of them.
I'm sure that's what Astro Ball was thinking when they wrote those songs, number one, number three, and number four, specifically.
Yeah. They were talking about certain stars out there.
Exactly. What will we call number one? Well, we'll call it Looking at the Sun 8 minutes later, but we'll say it in French because Martin can't say that. Whoops. Oh, well. Mao can't say that. I don't care. Who cares? So, you know, then the...
But you should care. It's a song.
I know. So basically what happened was I called a local guitar place. You know, I have a couple extra guitars that I don't play. They're just case queens. They sit there. They're too good to look at, you know.
Case queens.
I mean, they're mint. These things are mint condition. I'm like, oh my God. So that's obviously sell those, get the pinball machine. And
I was going to say, unlike a Whoa Nelly that you're going to ride hard.
Exactly. So I had two of them and I called a local place. And this local guitar place, you know, was like, yeah, they told me it's like they take 30% commission. And I get that totally. And it was funny because, you know, I have a Duesenberg and a Starla. These are both very high end guitars. And I was cleaning them down and getting them ready and getting all the case candy together, like everything it came with. Mm-hmm. And it's all still in the wrappers and stuff. This stuff is in mint. This is literally mint condition. And I was looking at the one, that really expensive one, the Duesenberg.
That's the one you came back from.
Came back from Korea with. And I was looking at the Starla, which is that one over there. Now, originally, I was going to take both of them up. And you'll notice I said that one over there and pointed. Yeah. That means I'm sitting there and I was like, you know, the one I knew would get good money. And the other one, I was just like, I don't want to get rid of it. You know, I saved up for it. It was a birthday gift. It was like trying to get this. And then when I finally got it, I really like it, you know. So it turned out I just took one of those. But then... it's up there, so it's sitting on commission, and who knows when it's going to sell. I mean, they prepped me for that. They don't have a line of people waiting to buy a used Duesenberg. You know, those things are $3,500 new. It's a serious guitar. That's like top of the mark.
That's so, something that a bar band guy is not going to be going out and looking for. No. So,
yeah. I mean, that's a high end thing, and it's beautiful. And it, you know, and used market, of course, is 18 to 24. And I'm realistic. I was like, look, man, I want us all to get paid, but get what you can get, you know.
Yeah.
When I come home, then I got a text message or an email from the local pinball thing that I had put my Funfest pinball machine up, my used one.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy said, oh, I want to come check it out. I want it. And I was like, okay, awesome. You know, so I called him and like, and 2 hours later, somebody else wants it. And I was like,
bidding war.
Yeah, I was like, look, no, I'm not.
I know.
And I said, well, I promised to this one guy, and I said, if he doesn't get it, and this meanwhile, this other guy has emailed me like 3 times, like, oh my God, I really want this thing. You know, I was like, I can't do anything for you, you know. It's just such a weird occurrence that within.
I thought you were going to say within 2 hours somebody called about the guitar. And I was gonna be like, "Damn, bro!"
No, I know. So whatever.
I mean, actually just called you, bro.
Yes, and the good thing is that you know that used pinball machine. It's getting a new home, one way or the other. I don't care which one takes it. You know, it's. I'm not making any money on it, but it's more money towards the one. You know, the one I'm going to have in the house. So it was good. It's a good weekend, kind of. Although we're still dragging on, I'm waiting for this guy to come down and pick it up and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see how that goes, but it should be a pretty smooth transaction. I didn't want to. I used EM. EM stands for electromechanical, and for us older people, it's what we equate with pinball machines. It goes bing, 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 and there's chimes and crap and there's wheels. I'm sure to a young kid now, it looks like something that you know somebody made from the 30s. And you know, and the EM machines are very finicky because they're very old. You know, so
damn.
I was thinking about putting it on Craigslist, and I was like, I don't want to put this on Craigslist. Somebody's going to buy it, and it's going to get home, and it's going to not work because that's the first thing that happens with these. Like when you drive home with one, they don't work when you plug them in. Like this guy that comes to pick this up, I'm going to be like, now play it. Play it for 10 minutes. I want you to see that everything's working. The shag wheels are working. The scores are working. Everything's working because when you get home and this doesn't work, you'll be like, well, he told me it wasn't going to work, but I didn't believe him, but now it'll... But you can't tell that to someone who doesn't know pinball.
Right. So you're selling it to somebody that has that expectation and knows they're going to need to open that sucker up and adjust a couple things.
Because I'm not ever trying to rip someone off. I would never do that. But immediately, if you got home with that, you'd be like, this guy sold me a piece of crap. Like, you know, so I'm hoping for the best. It should be fine one way or the other. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm just going to say go through the motions. And, you know, that way they know what they're getting. Everyone's happy. And that's the end of it. You know, what do you got going on this week? Anything good?
Nothing incredibly exciting.
Daycare.
And camp. Summer camp.
Oh my God. All right, let's take a music break. When we come back, we're going to delve into what kind of crazy camp this could be. It's a sports camp. You're sending them to get roided up for MMA or something
of
like
course,
that.
Of course. You know me.
He's an MMA fighter, for sure. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
We'll be right back. All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow. Sorry. Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it?
Oh my God! We, you know those guys? Sure, we all know those guys. That was Satan's Pilgrims.
That's right.
Off of their very newest CD called Sinestro. I played Buggin' Out, The Juggernaut, Taki, and Creep Beat.
Still those, don't get their name.
Those are words I can say. Those are my favorite kinds of words. Words I can say.
I mean, they have a band name that sounds like they should be death metal in their beach.
Yeah, well, I love
beach
it.
Rock. Why I not? Mean, I like them. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining.
You're
it's
like,
just,
huh?
But like, you know, if you heard that was coming up next,
you'd be like, oh my God, I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm go well, get a, like, yeah, I'm get my crucifix,
get a flashlight, and get hide under a blanket. You know.
Then the track starts, and you start off by hearing the sounds of waves and seagulls. I'm like, okay, something's
disconnected, but also very cool. Love those guys. Yeah. They really, you know, when we reached out to them, they were like so cool. They sent us like CDs. You remember they were like our one and only giveaway we had.
Yep,
it's just crazy. You know, it was such a refreshing, you know, change of pace. Oh, before I forget, which I always do forget, why don't you make
that's
sure,
right.
Yes,
tell Alexa.
Yes, no, make sure you go out and get Simple Radio app. And you download that on your phone or whatever you're using, tablet, and then you can listen to us all the time. And that'd be great. And then you can also tell Alexa to play Radio St. Pete. And then Alexa's going to be like, don't you mean you want to listen to Indie Circuit and or Saki Bama Go Go? And you're going to be like, well, they're not on a loop, so I guess I'll just have to wait. I don't think that's how that conversation's going to go, but you can try it, see what Alexa does. She'll probably just say, I'm going to stop talking to you now. Boop, boop. Does it go beep boop when it hangs up on you? Or
it doesn't, no.
Obviously, I wasn't in charge of programming because I would have Alexa go beep boop when it hangs up on you. And it would hang up all the time because it would be very impatient. So, I'm just trying to think what else is going on. You know, I was driving to work. Oh, news. I think a position on the ever-growing position watch at the local...
The place that sounds like Denny's, but is not.
Yes. Well, they're not looking for a dishwasher anymore, but they are looking for a busboy. And I'm kind of worried that maybe the dishwasher got downsized and they just combined two roles, which they do
that,
a lot.
Okay, now that or... And hear me out here, because I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Dishwasher might actually be a step up from busboy. I don't know.
I don't know
perhaps they promoted from within.
Oh.
Which makes sense, you know, because you got somebody that already understands the place, understands the environment.
You would want to see somebody move up.
Has dealt with the things on those plates already on one capacity. So he knows what he's doing in the kitchen. Yeah. You know, obviously this is something that's important to them. And
6 weeks passed, they got their dishwasher.
They might feel that it's easier to replace a busboy.
Maybe they had like...
But I don't know. Those seem like they could be lateral positions. I don't know.
I see it as lateral, but maybe they were like...
Then again, one doesn't involve having to deal with the public, so...
Valid point. I'd much rather
like
just
plus to me,
spray dishes and push them through that thing. Maybe they have like that thing where like...
See, that might be the thing too. Maybe they don't have the thing to push them through.
Oh my God.
That you know, they may be getting plenty of serious applications, but then when they go on a tour to show the facilities, and they, you know, like, what? You don't have a...
Where's the spray thing and that thing that you close the doors and goes...
And they're like, no, we just normally turn on this faucet over here, and then there's a scrubby wipe here.
And they're like, you, sir, are looking for an inexperienced dishwasher. And they slam down their resume, and they walk out. Because I worked at a restaurant. I was the manager of a restaurant. It rhymes with Rob Levins. And you know, so and when you're a manager, you kind of just do everything. I was on the line a lot of times. I was doing, you know, washing dishes.
Yeah, KP you do prep, whatever needs to be done.
Just get it rocking and rolling. And I never mind doing any of that stuff, to be honest with you. It didn't bother me one bit. I can just turn my brain off and do whatever.
Honestly, if you're being a manager, that kind of stuff's usually the stuff you don't mind doing, because that's like that's the no headache stuff. That's like, you know, if they could pay me as a manager to do this all day, every day, this is what I would do, because I'm washing these dishes, which means I'm not having to deal with the kind of person who's normally in here washing these dishes.
I envision, though, now that we're back to the original thing, so maybe they were like, they were sitting there and they're having like a team meeting at the end of the week, and they're like, man, we are not finding this dishwasher. And I'm really upset about it. And they're like, we need someone to step up. And that's when Juan came in. And he was like, I will step up into that position. And he was like, but I don't know. You're kind of inconsistent. And he was like, you give me a week and I'll prove my worth. And for that week, Juan was the best busboy in the whole entire universe. And that's when the hiring manager, a.k.a. owner, was like, you, sir, are our new dishwasher. And then he said, your first official act is to wash off the letters that say, now hiring busboy.
You know, the thing about being a dishwasher, though, is really, if you think about it, you only have to get the silverware really clean.
Yeah,
everything else is kind of meh. Like maybe the coffee cups, if the coffee cups go out unfilled. You know, things like lipstick or really, really egregious stuff on the sides of glasses you got to take care of. But but that food, I mean, that plate, once you got that food on it, who can tell?
I'll tell you straight up, that thing that they had at Rob Levin's, you could basically kind of just stack it good enough in it. That thing was massive.
Yeah.
Nothing was getting through that. Like, I'm surprised at the
finish. You open up the side to pull it out of the other side and you get a sauna. Yeah.
I'm surprised there was still finish on the spoons and forks, you know. They just had to have everything that they're not going to get in trouble. You know? Yeah. So good for Juan or whoever got the promotion or lateral movement.
At the place that sounds like Denny's but isn't.
Yes. A bag of pastries place. Yeah. And yay, we root for you.
I should have started saying the sounds like Denny's thing weeks ago, shouldn't I? When we first started talking about this,
maybe one day I'll stop talking about it.
You know, greatness comes in spurts. What can I say?
Here's a spurt of music, and we know it's going to be great.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I do is I start tackling the quarterback unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point, don't smoke crack.
We'll be right back. Me. are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Ah, what are you going to do? That's the way it is. Oh, well, who was that? That was The Routes from Dirty Needles and Pins. I played Somebody's Child, My Heart and Skin, and No Return. So, No Remorse, No Return. No, that's not true. That's not even a song title. Don't
it
worry.
It should be, though. It sounds like it would be a good song title.
It's like No Remorse, No Regret. That was a Motorhead, maybe? I don't know.
No Remorse, No Return. That sounds like closing the door on a relationship forever. I don't feel bad about leaving, and I'm never coming back.
So, deal with it. Yeah. Yes. No.
Unless, of course, we're talking about Arrested Development, in which case, for those of you who've seen it, you'll know he always comes back.
Ah, I see.
Mal doesn't know.
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm totally oblivious.
You got to watch at least two episodes. First episode might not hook you, only because it's hard to explain.
Yeah, but we'll see.
I'm never going to watch that.
You know what was funny? And one of the funniest things about, like, as I travel through life, I remember the before time up in I grew up in Pennsylvania.
The before time.
Small time.
I like how you refer to that. Like, the before time. You're already describing it kind of like there was a nuclear blast.
Yeah.
And it changed the world forever.
Well, that's how they used to refer to it, the third Mad Max. He was like, the before times. They used to tell the tales.
That would explain why it seems so.
My frame of reference,
like, back before society collapsed.
Yeah, is only small town Pennsylvania before, like, the internet. You know what I mean? Like, before the change, before everything. So, like, my reference.
So now you go up there and everybody's staring at their phone just like everywhere else.
No, it might be totally wrong is what I'm getting at. Like, because I'm driving up 19. This is on my way to work, the one 2 days ago or whatever, yesterday. I don't know. I don't even know what day it is. And we're driving. It must have been last week. And we're driving, and
must have been
a police officer comes up off the ramp onto 19, and I immediately slow down because there's a cop sitting right there as you're driving. I don't care what he's doing. I'm doing exactly what the speed limit is from now until he leaves.
Right.
And also, I know that up by Sunset Point, there's going to be another one, so I just stay at the speed limit. I know things. And this guy. A guy comes ripping up beside him, doing that thing they do in the morning.
Where they're bobbing and weaving. Yep.
And he sees him and he slams on his brakes. And I started laughing. I was like pointing and laughing. And then I literally was like, ah!
That's a way to not get shot on 19.
I don't care.
I know.
I've lived a good life. And then the guy just starts accelerating again and passes the cop and passes everything. And nothing happens. And then a few other people start. And this isn't excessive speeding. This is like what I call Florida speeding. Like, there's this cushion of speeding down here that's unheralded in the universe. Like, 65 to 67 is kind of, you're getting close to speeding here, you know?
Yeah.
And as this is happening, I was like, you know, a cop in Pennsylvania would see that and probably beat you to death with his nightstick. Like, for disrespecting him. Like, he would, no way would anyone drive past a Pennsylvania cop or a Jersey cop. You just wouldn't do it. You'd be mortified to do it. Like, and again, maybe this is, like, I'm remembering it differently, but there is no way. There is no way that cop would rip you out of your car, I think.
Well, you know what's funny about that is I read a discussion, and it was online, so take it with a grain of salt, but right. The people who were chiming in on it, though, were all police officers or or retired police officers or highway patrolmen. And the interesting thing is that they all kind of had agreed that some speeding they wouldn't bother pulling people over for. But the thing that's awkward about it is that they all had different formulas in their mind for how it would work. Some of them were, if you're not going more than 10% over the speed limit, which requires you to do some math to figure that out when you know what, like, the speed limit is.
Some would say 5.5 miles.
Some were just like 10 miles, anything under 10 miles over. But, like, I got to thinking about the one that said 10%. Like, that's hard, because if you're doing 65 miles an hour, that means you can go 6.5 miles an hour over, which means 71.6, he's going to tag you.
I was always heard that, like, within a 10 mile an hour. But yeah. I just don't. And in Pennsylvania,
No, I mean, you don't push your luck. And I mean, them saying that makes a little bit of sense, because
what are you going to do? Everyone?
Yeah, exactly. But exactly. The reason that they're out there is to actually supposedly, they're supposed to be out there to make the road safer. And if you're dinging people for minor things.
And that's the thing. They know it. We all know it. It just seems like Florida really lost control at some point, and I don't think they're ever going to get it back.
It aggravates me to hell when you're driving and you see people zip by and they don't do anything. You're thinking, okay, well, maybe that guy's shift is over. Maybe he's a sheriff and this isn't a sheriff jurisdiction, or maybe he's a police officer driving through. Maybe it's one of those things like where this isn't their territory. They're just driving through.
Yeah.
But, man, I always think if that were me, I'd be pulled over.
And I always got to think, different world, man. But again, maybe it's a different time, too. Yeah. All right, that's enough of the musing for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Promi.
We'll see you next week with way more in Knee Circuit for your head and butt.